call last week that we couldn't get to. Maybe it wasn't last week. Maybe it was 2 years ago. Either way, the question was, how do you discipline a kid without breaking his spirit? That question is asked by most folks when the kid requires a lot of discipline. You're not going to get some little chastity who misbehaves once every 7.5 months, and when she does, she cries herself to sleep in a corner, writes you a 6,000-word apology along with CD version, puts it on your pillow, and goes to confession 9 times in the next 2 weeks. Those are not the kind of kids that parents say, generally, how do you discipline without breaking her spirit? The kinds of kids that evoke that question are the ones who push, and they push harder than their siblings. Maybe they push harder than all of their siblings put together. These are kids who challenge by nature. That's the way they are. It's the way they're wired, okay? The parent, understandably, is uncomfortable with disciplining. If you were to discipline this child pretty much every time he or she needed it, you're looking at 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day, or minute, or hour, or second, and you worry. Sure seems like this kid is getting more than his unfair share of discipline. So how do you discipline as he needs it without breaking his spirit? Start off by understanding that discipline does not break spirits. In and of itself, being held accountable for your conduct, even multiple times a day, does not generally break spirits. What batters and dings up spirits is the style of discipline. Nasty discipline, mean discipline, verbal assaults that look like discipline can cause trouble, can squash a kid. That can happen. The problem is we parents confuse the two. If I'm going to discipline you, if I'm going to give you an essay or make you write sentences or send you to your room or put you in a corner or make you do extra chores, but I don't do it in a nasty way, at least most of the time. Come on, we're human. We all get frustrated. But if my style is not nasty, put downish, attacking, surly, relentlessly agitated and frustrated toward this kid, if I'm just doing the discipline, by and large, you don't risk squashing his spirit. What tends to happen is when we get so frustrated by this kid, because think about this. One thing, as rewarding as kids can be, and we all talk about how rewarding they are, that's true, but they are immature, partially socialized, partially moralized creatures, and they live with us. As a result, you got to get used to living with someone who needs a lot of guidance and instruction. You wouldn't hang around with most adults that you had to deal with like a kid, would you? Okay. So, kids have a unique ability to push us to our limit. And really tough kids can push you beyond your limit almost every day. What tends to happen is we get frustrated. And so our discipline isn't just discipline. It's not, that's disrespectful. Go to your room, son. It's not that. It's more like this. I've about had your mouth. You know that, young man? You had better straighten yourself up, because I'm going to tell you something. You think you're going to get away with talking like that around here? You are not. No other child in this house gets up. You see what happens? Sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? And I didn't even need a teleprompter for that. All I did was think back to last night with my son. No, I didn't. I could, though. That's the kind of stuff that we think discipline is. That rough, edgy, well, rough, harsh talk. Now, in the midst of all that, discipline can take place. You may have sent him to his room, but it was the clutter, the emotional clutter and verbiage, excess verbiage, surrounding the discipline that takes its toll. The discipline itself, you know, you can send a little four-year-old to the corner 10 times a day. Easy. Go to the corner, son. You're in the corner, sweetheart. You could even say it nice. You can use please. Please go to the corner. Of course, when you use please, remember, as a parent, you're not asking. This is no request here. You're just reminding yourself to be nice. That does not break spirits. It doesn't. But Dr. Ray, some children say, I'm always getting disciplined. I'm no good. They are much less likely to say that when the harshness is not there. Now, can you discipline without being harsh? No, not all the time. You're human. How can you do that? I think there's a simple relationship. The more the kid pushes on you, the easier it is to get frustrated. Something about the phrase, oh, I don't know, how do you Americans say, belly full? Yeah, when you got something going on day in and day out, it's hard to recoup. That's why you got your parish priest on retainer, isn't it? Father, it's me again. Can I come to confession? Mrs. Paddlebottom, you just went to confession this morning. I know, but that was an hour and a half ago. I live with my son. Mrs. Paddlebottom, we have seen your son at church. Why don't you just come on in? You don't break spirits with discipline in general. You break spirits with rough discipline, harsh discipline.